For the past 5 weeks, we've been going through thousands of stories you all sent in for this round of 3-Minute Fiction here on Weekends on All Things Considered. The challenge this time was that each story had to have a character who cried and a character who told a joke. Now, we're almost finished reading through all of those stories that came in, and in a few weeks, our judge this round, the novelist Chimamanda Ngozi Adichie, will pick a winner. But we've pulled her away to give us an update, and Chimamanda, it's great to have you back.
It's good to be back.
So first of all, I hope you're having fun. I hope this is not a burden to read all these stories.
No, certainly not.
And how have they been so far?
They've actually been very good. I have been impressed by how they are actually stories. They're not just mere scene settings, because that's what I imagine they might be, because you just have such little space to write a story. But many of these stories are actually stories, and they do emotion and character well, and they are interesting, and they keep me reading, and I've been quite impressed.
So Chimamanda, we asked you to come in, to check in with us, and to read from, you know, a story or two that caught your eye so far. The first one you picked is something that we actually posted on our website a few weeks ago. It's called The Crimson Tree. Can you read a bit of that for us?
I picture Anne Yi, whom I barely knew, with her chicken. I picture her crying, her face in its feathers. She should not have broken the rules, I say automatically, but even as I say the words, I feel a wave of envy. I want a chicken. I want instructions from a ghost. She even named the chicken, says Jing. She called it Peng Yu. Every night she sang it a sweet, sweet song in her dialect. How do you know all this? You're not even in her dormitory. At this, Jing laughs so hard, her fingers almost slip, and a girl in the next row glares at her.
That story is The Crimson Tree by Angela Sorby of Milwaukee, Wisconsin. And Chimamanda, that story has gotten some mixed reviews, actually, on the website. If you look at the comments, what was it about this story that drew you to it?
Well, first of all, it was about something.
Right.
Which I always appreciate. But also, I love that it was told with a certain restraint, a certain light touch, and that because of that, it avoided sentimentality, because it's really about Chinese workers who are walking in just horrible conditions. And it's not so much about this girl who has killed herself. It's also, in a larger sense, about being in a soul-killing job. Mm. So that these people, ostensibly alive, really aren't. They're all dead. They're really just sort of, you know, going through the motions, and all humanity has been sort of, removed from them. It's powerful, but it's not too obvious.
Right. You brought another story with you. This one's called Dolls. It's by Ty Nolan of Tempe, Arizona. Can you tell us what the story's about?
What I was drawn to in particular in Dolls was the sense of melancholy and the idea of losing the way things were, and also culture clash. So there's the Native American life, the rural reservation, and then it's contrasted with the city where this character has a life that's very different, and there's a sense of mourning, of a passing, of a way of life that I found very moving.
Can we hear a bit of that story?
Three of our family have marched through death's doorway, two lubed through with alcohol, and one who fell in a manner considerably heavier and more permanently than the rains of my birth month. Capricorn, Virgo, and Aries were removed from the calendar in a way Pope Julian would have admired. I grew up on our reservation, 3 hours away from anything one would recognize as a city, and 5 hours' drive from an airport where anything bigger than a crop duster would take off. At night, the smell of juniper pervades the air. Perhaps the geographic isolation has allowed us to keep our old ways more pristine, but I suspect our attitude is a far better barrier than the simplicity of miles.
That's novelist Chimamanda Ngozi Adichie reading from the original short story Dolls. It's one of her favorites that came in this round of our 3-Minute Fiction contest so far, and Chimamanda will continue to read your stories until she picks a winner. You can read the full versions of all of Chimamanda's top picks at our website. It's npr.org/3MinuteFiction. 3-Minute Fiction, all spelled out, no spaces. And you can also join the ongoing conversation at our 3-Minute Fiction Facebook page. Chimamanda, thank you so much for checking in with us, and we'll talk in a couple weeks.
Thank you.